Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory. SHAC stands for Student Health Advisory Council. We provide advice and coordinate together to promote and motivate our students for healthy lifestyles, healthy environment, promote their well-being, that kind of thing. Thank you all for attending and participating. Just, we're going to go around the table, kind of tell us name and parent or what your role is.
So first I want to say, I'm sorry I'm kind of interjecting here, but this is the April 9th, 2026 yes. meeting for our, as a district of innovation, we just meet once a year. Once so I just want to make yes. sure we get that date on the recording. Okay, I'm Stephanie Taylor. I'm a member of the school, so.
Elaine Lloyd, parent. Or grandparent.
Katie Martin, parent.
Cheyenne Lamock, parent.
Jessica Kelly, parent.
Perfect. Okay, so we have to have 5 members. Majority of them have to be parents, which we do meet that. We have 3 staff members and exactly 5 parents. Like Ms. Taylor mentioned, we are a district of innovation, which only requires us to meet once a year. We do have to report our agenda to the Board of Trustees on, will it go next Monday to them?
I doubt it's on this one. It will probably go on the next one just because we're within that 5-day already.
Okay. So first we'll review current school year, what we've already, oh yes, nomination of our SHAC chair. If I have a parent that would so gladly like.
Is there any volunteer
for this?
For the SHAC chair.
I'll volunteer.
Jessica, there you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, you might want to help me with this, Ms. Taylor. Okay. For the, we have to complete human sexuality curriculum, which we do so through Senate bill approved curriculum, correct? Mm-hmm. With our junior high health classes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. State Board of Education, we use our what they have already approved as curriculum, and that's what we use for our sex ed, in other words, that we use and provide for them. And, you know, anybody who wants to see it or look through it, we have health books that they can just look at.
We also implemented Senate Bill 12, which y'all probably all signed for your kiddo to go to the counselor, nurse, any need basically that they would need on campus. We had to have those consents signed this year. Fitness grams were completed beginning, middle, and end. Beginning
this year,
and end.
Yeah, this year we're just doing beginning and end.
Anyone can have access to those, their students' results by April of this year. TEA requires kindergarten through fifth, 27 minutes daily, sixth through eighth grade, 30 minutes daily, but everyone within Golson ISD gets 45 minutes a day of physical education.
Until they get to high school, and then they have to have just 1 year is all they have to have. Yeah. And so you may have sophomores, juniors, and seniors that are not taking any athletic classes, PE classes.
Character Strong was completed this school year by our counselor, Courtney Mars. She went into each grade level and did like kindness, feelings, what were all the other?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You put me on the spot here.
Sorry.
Generosity, caring,
how they can be kind,
bullying,
and promote a good environment for their friends and be a good peer. And again, counselors there for anyone in need at any time with that Senate Bill 12 consent. Moving on to health needs or requirements completed this school year. I myself completed the vision, hearing, and scoliosis screening. We reported that I did that in the middle of March to the state of Texas, 100% compliance. All of our kiddos are up to date on immunizations. We will, of course, start that over soon with the new school year. And then we, for reviewing for next school year,
is there any questions on anything
any questions
that we've already
for
done
school
for
year?
This year? Anything that you're like,
no? Good.
Okay.
Next school year, I am hoping to implement more of emergency response training. We do have what is the Senate bill? I can't think of the number right now. Required by TEA, we have to have within this next school year, by 2027 start of school, an emergency response plan in place. So to start that, we're going to do Stop the Bleed training with our August in-service back to school. Everybody has CPR. We have two diabetics that are non-certified, like not myself, that are diabetic staff members on campus, just to kind of gradually step into those, the emergency response or any kind of crisis event.
Like diabetic trained, is that what you mean?
They are diabetic trained. Okay. They have a certification, a diabetic. Okay. I can't think of the actual term.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, like, part of what I heard was that they were, that we had, like, staff members that were diabetic. I guess.
My brain was a little confused.
I was like, wait.
We do have some staff members, but we have two staff members besides myself.
That are trained that to are know what to do.
That are trained to know how to test their sugar in the event that I'm tied up or not here. We'll do Stop the Bleed staff training within service. We always do our AED training, CPR trainings. You know more about this with the health curriculum. So we already implement health curriculum with what we already use, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have our anonymous alerts. And again, a student can report anything, right? Or a parent, anonymous alerts.
Teacher, anybody
on the
can.
Website. And it goes directly to all admin. And then they follow up and continue as needed.
I want to ask, do any of y'all know how to access anonymous alerts?
Yes.
I've got one.
I don't.
No? No? Okay. So that needs to be something I feel like we need to do more.
Education.
Yes. Yeah. Notification of how people could do that.
And then it goes into CPR training for necessary staff. Again, I already mentioned that. And then we'll continue that with high school students. They get it once a fall semester. We just received a third AED on campus today. So we've now got one up here for front, which is for office, Cub Den, cafeteria. There's one in the gym and then one in Wildcat Way, which is good. All those locations will be made known to the staff upon their CPR training.
And does all the staff, are they all trained on how to use it? Just out of curiosity.
That's part of what we'll go over with in-service.
Okay.
Yes. And then the cardiac response team. There will be certain individuals from each team base, I guess you could say, that will have designated tasks. With our AEDs, we have to have opioid addiction. We have Narcan with our AEDs on campus. Each AED has one. I keep one in my nurse go bag in the event that we have a student, staff, anyone that needs it. And then SAFER presentation, will you kind of speak on that? Do you mind?
I'm trying to remember what SAFER even stands for because you abbreviated it. We have had, in the past, several years ago, we had Region 12 come out and they did the SAFER presentation. I'm trying to remember what all is included in it. But it's something that they presented to, I believe it was junior high and high school. I think it was two separate ones. You're nodding your head. Do you kind of remember this or no?
I do.
We were looking at in the 28-29 school year would be when those kids have all moved up. So like the 6 through 12 had kind of moved up so we would have a new group for them to come in. So we're looking at doing that again. Are you looking up what it stands for?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, my kid is abuse and family.
Bullying, prevention, mental health. Digital safety
it should be on the very purpose. Bottom. Are you not on Region 12?
Oh. I got you. I got you.
Why can I not remember what it stands for? Student.
Please
abuse.
Hold.
Family. Oh, I can't remember.
I remember us watching
the
presentation.
You had like a link where the parent could watch before the students, right?
And I was on the committee that year, and we actually got to watch it. So I do remember it. I just do not remember what it stood for.
Okay.
I need my glasses.
This is not what I'm looking for.
Okay. Why am I not finding this?
I'm getting there because this page looks familiar.
You know you can't ever find it when you want it.
No.
Now later on you'll pick up your phone and it'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should all try it and race.
Yeah, who finds it first wins. Okay, so there's for the board approval. Let's see if this is attached to it.
A winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Literally.
That's been a long day. Okay. I
Okay, why is that not? Oh, there it is. Safer flow chart. Come on.
Getting closer.
I'm getting closer.
It says right here, safer student presentations, and then it takes me nowhere.
Okay. Sorry, we should have been more prepared. But I know. Go back. Oh. Safer parent handout. This has got to tell me what it is. Students and Families Education Resources. And it is about family abuse, child abuse, dating violence, sex trafficking. All those things, so like all combined in one. And it's Jenny Yonick from Region 12 is the same person. But anyway, so just all those kind of things so that everybody's educated on it. Okay, all that.
Okay, all that. We got it. So that will come up again 28-29 school year. There's the kind of the data on the health updates for vision, hearing, and scoliosis. That's also been reported to the state with 100% compliance. Any questions on that current year? I know that was kind of a lot fast.
No. And that's all annual, right?
Yes, like
the
annual.
The immunization, the vision, yes. Hearing, scoliosis, all of that is
all
annual.
All of that's annual.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Scoliosis is 5th and 7th grade girls and then 8th grade boys. The only requirements for vision and hearing are pre-K, kindergarten, 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 7th.
Okay.
All students. Now, if SSA or some we need to screen anyone else, we can at any time.
Yep.
But that's the requirements that need to go to the state annually.
Anytime a student is referred for any kind of special education or 504, those kind of things,
then
they come over to get a vision testing first, mm-hmm. to make sure that that's not a problem. Vision and hearing, sorry.
Let's see. Okay. Ideas for the upcoming school year. We were thinking on having Region 12 come out, and you can see 1, 2, and 3 listed there to present on some kind of digital media online safety or something. Or possibly considering the Waco Advocacy Center offers Dr. So Battle, who does Camp Careful, about our bodies and being safe within ourselves, knowing our bodies, knowing what's okay for others to speak on, or, you know, that kind of thing.
On the camp, I have a question. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. On the Camp Careful part, is that certain, like, what grade levels
it's
or what age level? Like, you just kind of choose?
Okay. What we think needs it.
Okay.
The need. Yeah.
Okay.
They do all grades. And I've reached out to them via email, but I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
To get the information.
Because I think that, I mean, I feel like that is something that would be helpful in our elementary.
Yes.
So that, you know, so that they're taught
mm-hmm.
what's proper, appropriate and what's not appropriate. If that makes sense.
Before they get on up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, and so that, and also so they know if someone touches them in their honey or something, that they know that's not okay.
That's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And who to report it to, and that it's okay to come tell an adult.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I would like to really work and try to move forward on that for sure.
I personally would.
And both of the digital ones too, because
too.
Mm-hmm. all of our, you know, from our kids are all on screens all the time now.
Yes.
So anything, any training, anything that we can teach them in any way about safety online is mm-hmm. at all ages at this point.
I was about to say,
I was like, from
especially
little all
the
way up.
We've had out here with people being picked up. So,
out of curiosity, because now that I've got a, you know, out of four kids, number three is headed into high school. You know, well, they all are.
Right.
But one of the things that has come up more often here in the last couple of years that I've seen are especially girls tending to struggle with anxiety and depression and, you know, those kinds of things. And it's not something that gets talked a lot about because I'm not sure how many people feel comfortable talking about it. And especially the girls. I mean, I know boys are susceptible to it, too.
But girls are a little more reclusive.
Yeah, and they're also harder on themselves, and they tend to be really hard on each other because of those insecurities. And so this is just prime time, especially with hormones. Oh, my gosh. Maybe that's something to think about.
Yeah. And I'm betting that there's, I'm betting that Region 12 probably has something. And even if it's just the stigmatism that comes along with it, you know what I mean? Like to not feel, because then that doubles your anxiety.
Like, oh my gosh,
you know, that makes it worse because you feel.
And we do have I'm not sure her exact license title, but she comes from a counseling office here on campus and meets, is it twice a week with a student? I think it's twice a week that they meet here on campus. So we already have an avenue.
Okay.
But I feel like counselor needs to know about that to kind of help those kiddos down that avenue if they come to the counselor with
because I didn't know that, and I mean, you know, Abby has struggled, and Brady, I can see the anxiety in him too that we've been dealing with.
And see, if that's one person that didn't know, but how many others don't know that that's available?
We haven't needed it with Joss, but I remember a time with Seffy when, you know, just the anxiety and the frustration and the way she responded was to cry.
And you can't get anything out.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes if you don't have understanding friends, it can make it worse. The teasing, because it's like, why are you crying? Well,
that doesn't help.
So it just, I think at this age.
Your pen, go bye.
Thank you. And I think a lot of the stuff kids see now online or wherever.
Again, back to the tablets and the internet.
Yes, it's geared towards, you know, hurting yourself is okay.
Yes.
And it's, you know.
Yes.
So then they don't reach out to anyone. They just resort to what they see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and cutting has become really popular.
Yes.
And there are places where people can do this and you have no clue whatsoever. And especially young ones, you know, younger people, they don't understand that you can inadvertently really cause yourself some major injuries because, you know, this is kind of graphic, but I did not know these things until I started reading up on it. And we have a friend who has a daughter who is, you know, within the age group, and she, in order to get a response over time, you end up going deeper and deeper.
Because you feel like no one's hearing you or seeing you.
And also your response to pain becomes numb.
Tolerant.
And so you go deeper and you can really, I mean, if you hit.
You can do damage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a scare and
And knowing that it's okay to speak out about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not feel ashamed.
Right.
Yeah.
Not feel ashamed.
Okay. Any questions?
We'll add those in to see what we can find.
We'll add that to look in for
next year to see what kind of
what there's
educational programs, what we can find, what kind of resources we can get out there. And I think again for both parents and kids.
Yes.
Like I think parents have to be educated just as much as kids do.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to be on the lookout for symptoms that your child may.
Cycle.
Yeah.
They
like
cycle.
you may not really even have a clue that, you know, your child's going through something. And
because I had no idea with Abby, and so it's been a process. We've both been learning, so.
Yeah.
And we want to give our children, you know, privacy and their room to grow and trust them and things like that. And I don't know about y'all, but it doesn't matter how many, you know, I mean, I don't have to go through it with Joss, but I mean, there's part of you that once you hit a certain point, you're tired and you want to avoid the argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, okay, if you want me to leave you alone,
okay, right.
But that's not
that's shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it just, and it is hard being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Any age.
But I would never want to go back to being that age though. I mean, mm-hmm. a teen or, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
And it's even just a different world now than when I was in school.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't graduate that long ago and it's totally different.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. Kids are mean to each other. It's terrible. So.
A lot of desensitization because of all the access to
everything,
to the wildness of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the craziness in the world. So, yep.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything
else? No. Any other concerns or anything anybody has
ideas?
Had?
If you email me, her, whoever.
Do we want to go ahead and try to schedule a meeting for next school year? Or do we want to reach out by email? I just see that that's on the bottom.
I just put it there. I figured we would reach out once we kind of regroup and follow up on all these topics.
Okay.
And reach out.
So it could be in the fall
semester.
In the fall semester, so that way we can talk about some of these things before we actually present mm-hmm. them, you know, whatever resources we find, and we can kind of make the decision that, we want to, this is what we want to use.
If we want to do something, doesn't the board have to see it and approve it first?
Not on all things.
Okay.
Some things, yes, but not on all things. Like
but
the
that
same
way we can
it kind of depends on the sensitivity of the topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we'll look for fall semester for another meeting.
Yep.
Good.
Okay.
And if there are any opportunities, you know, especially whenever you figure out, you know, what kind of presentations and stuff like that, if y'all ever need parent involvement with some of that stuff, I would love to do, you know, just because, I mean, first of all, I work from home, but, you know, I live so close. But the other part of it is just thinking about what it's like as a young person. And we're in a nice small community.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes with our kids, if they have the face of an adult, you know, who just, I really feel like it's just important that our kids know that there are safe adults
right.
in our community who we may not know you personally,
but they're there for you,
help you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's easier for kids to come to other people
yes.
that they don't know about things
mm-hmm.
than their parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone
and
from
there
the
just
outside.
Aren't
yeah.
enough, I feel like, safe grown-ups
mm-hmm.
out there. So,
yeah. Or there possibly are,
mm-hmm.
but kids are not aware
exactly.
of who that you know
and
what
so
I mean.
So they're just
like,
more
so they're
cautious
not,
about everyone.
Yeah,
yes.
mm-hmm.
yes.
which is
yeah.
a good thing to
yes.
a certain extent.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Look, it's writing again.
Yay!
Look at that.
Okay.
I can't forget to mark you as my chair.
You're right.
Okay. Any other questions or anything? Then we will adjourn this meeting.
Thank you all.
And this will be posted on the website somewhere.
Woohoo.
Right.